tuning into Podcast Viewfinder. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Podcast Viewfinder. We look at the world around you, the news, movies, video games, music, TV shows, social media, and commercials to see what worldview they promote. Everything pushes a worldview, and we want to help you find your view.
You know what's about to happen? Do you really want to punch your way out of this? Hey everybody, I'm Chris.
And I'm James.
And I'm Luke.
Hey, welcome to Podcast Viewfinder, episode 58. Thanks for tuning in. Man, I'm excited about this week's episode.
I'm excited about every week's episode.
I am too, but this week we all saw Captain America.
Yay! So we're going to have Civil War cast.
Civil War. So we'll talk about it at the end. We'll give you an alert when we're going to talk about it. The opening quote was from that movie.
It was a non-spoiler quote because it was from the trailer.
Yeah, it was. So,
good job, people.
Yeah, hey, but there's like a ton of stuff coming out. Like, this is the time of year where
it's lots of movies, lots of games.
So
it's the summer rush.
So what are you guys been playing or watching anything? And you want to talk about the worldview of it?
I've been playing Dota.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
You're Dota.
I only play one video game.
That's Dota.
But I did watch The Blacklist this week.
Oh, I just saw it, so it was good.
We shouldn't talk about it. No one else cares about it.
Yeah, what's like Dota? I don't even know.
We're talking about The Blacklist now.
James, gosh, you never pay attention to the show. Pay attention to life.
Blacklist.
I'm still watching...
That's a good show.
I'm still watching American Grit. I like that. Mm-hmm. Amazing Race is down to the last episode.
Is John Cena in that one?
Not in Amazing Race. American Grit. But I say, like, Amazing Race and... Like, you have these ties to the character, which is weird. Because the character is not... They don't build characters like they do in TV shows where they like they have backstories and emotions and things like that. You just watch these people interact with somebody else. In an Amazing Race, it's like, okay, there's two people, and you watch how they treat other people. And so my perception of people changes throughout each week. So there's these two guys that are on a team. I'm like, okay, I like these guys. They're funny. They're nice to other people. They're kind. And all that. But within the last 2 weeks, they've been lying a lot because they're getting down to the final couple. Like, the final couple of teams, like, this week's the finale. And so now I'm like, I don't like these guys as much because now they're lying to people. And they're, like, just telling lies for no reason. There's no reason to tell lies. And they did. And you're like, yeah, I don't like these guys now. And the other teams are like, oh, they fight all the time. Like, he treats his girlfriend or his wife bad. Like, I don't like him. And so it's interesting to me to watch, like, because on, like, The Blacklist... Like, you have this whole backstory, and you have feelings for these characters, but...
Yeah, Tom Kane. Yeah. He's great. He's, like, infiltrator. That's what I like about him. He infiltrates.
Him, I change my view on him, like, every week,
what
too.
Do you mean?
Like,
what do you think
I
now?
I like him. I like him now.
He was like, I'm all aboard. I'm bored. Because, one, I doubt he has to work, because...
Yeah. Yeah, why would you have to work?
He does have a newborn to take care of.
Man. Yeah, but she's in the ICU or something. She was born premature.
Yeah, lucky for him. I love how they just write off babies in TV shows. I had a baby.
That's why. Have you ever heard of Dexter? When Dexter had a kid, I was like, why? Because the kid.
I never saw Dexter.
Exactly, because you never saw the kid.
Oh.
They had a kid, and the kid was just, like, written off. And it wasn't important to Dexter, because at the end, Dexter, spoiler, believes everyone, because he doesn't care about his kids.
Okay. So, because we talk about worldview, and, like, because I watched The Amazing Race, like, you can kind of, like, get people's worldview based on how they treat others. Like, they treat the cab drivers when they're in a hurry, or they treat, like, and you see them in stressful situations, and a lot of times it said, like, your character comes out in those stressful situations. And so just watching them like be angry at one another, or how one like will maybe be mad in the moment, but then later come back and apologize. And there's this one lady, man, she was so high strung. I'm like, why are you even on the show? You're so angry all the time. So,
you know, I don't like races.
You don't like them?
I don't like races. And James knows why. James, do you know why I don't like races? It's because when someone takes the lead, you can never catch up to them. Because
unless they crash.
No. Once someone takes the lead, you have to at least get half the distance first.
Yeah, but have you seen The Amazing Race?
I understand. But once someone gets the lead, you still have
to... Why is it so amazing?
You have to go at least half the distance first, and then you have to go half of that distance, and so on. You have to keep going half of a distance until you're keeping half. How can you ever go more than half?
Yeah, but that doesn't work because this show has things that like make them get back even again.
So what?
Yeah, have you never seen The Amazing Race?
No, I've never seen it. I thought it was a wreck.
There's like each week there's like different things they have to get through and get and do.
I just thought it was a race around the world or something.
There's different obstacles and stuff. But then like if they fly to the next place, sometimes there's only one flight and they'll all be on that flight. So then they're all back even again. And then they go.
What if they punch each other off?
Yeah, they can't do that probably. It's probably in the rules.
The best race I've ever seen was Rat Race.
Rat Race.
They did a remake of Mad World, which is so much better than Rat Race. Mad World. Okay. But tomorrow. And I don't know, man.
Stellaris comes out tomorrow.
What is that?
It's a Space 4X. Have you guys ever heard of 4X?
No.
A 4X game is explore, expand, something else, exploit, exterminate.
Is it going to be better than No Man's Sky?
Is No Man's Sky a 4X game?
I don't know.
Is it explore, expand, exploit, exterminate?
I think.
In that order?
I have no idea.
Do you exterminate entire... It's 4X games.
Who knows? Anyways, so Stellaris comes out tomorrow?
Stellaris,
nobody cares because tomorrow... Uncharted 4. Thief's End!
No one cares about Uncharted 4 because of Stellaris coming in.
Nobody cares about it. Nobody's even heard of Stellaris.
So,
I'm so excited about Uncharted 4. I went pre-ordered it and prepaid for it. I won't say where because somebody might go try to take my game. I'm like, hey, yeah. I'm a podcast viewfinder. So
he got it at Circuit City.
Man, why you gotta tell people my business?
Circuit City!
I'm excited about Uncharted 4. Have you guys played the Uncharted games?
Have a PlayStation? Fantastic.
No.
James have a PlayStation. What?
Dude, it's great. Yeah, I like it a lot.
None of the people I watched play video games have played it yet, so that's the biggest problem.
Yeah.
I don't have time to play video games, but I have time to watch people. Because they're way better than I am.
You're the reason that like YouTube channels that people play video games.
But it takes...
What about channels that just watch people?
Yeah, I've...
And they react.
Hey, that's why I like Mystery Science Theater 3000. That's one of my favorite shows.
And they watch?
They watch movies and they make fun of them.
Yeah, that is funny.
And you don't really watch the movie.
But what if you were watching a Mystery Science Theater 3000 and like just laughing at it? That wouldn't be a good video.
Yeah, would be. Have you ever seen the Fine Brothers react videos?
No. They just laugh at stuff?
No, it's just they show videos to groups of people. Like, kids react to this video. So it's kids react to Mystery Science Theater. And they just show a video of a kid who's watching it. But you don't really get to see what they're watching. They just react.
That's funny. So I'm preaching this weekend, so I don't know how much I'm going to play. I also have a wedding to do this weekend, so I'm like, why not go pre-order this game?
I'm getting married.
Congratulations.
No, I'm getting married to, what's that new game coming out? Uncharted 4.
Stellaris.
Stellaris.
I proposed to it, because I'm going to spend about much time I would on a wedding.
Chris is also.
James, you watched anything or play anything this week?
I played Alan Wake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oldie.
Only I know, I downloaded it on my Xbox One, and then I got the free downloadable content. I was like, this is great, I love Alan Wake. And then I played it, and I beat the first season. Now I'm on my second season. And, that's because Quantum Break came out not too long ago, but I don't have $60 to spend on that yet.
Yeah.
Because I just bought a new toothbrush.
We discussed this before the show, and James like
I want to talk about this new toothbrush.
Yeah, he's really excited about this toothbrush.
I am actually. James, I can't wait to go brush my teeth when I get home. I've never been this excited to brush my teeth. Yeah, I got one of those sweet electric Sonicare toothbrushes.
That's fantastic.
I was like, yeah, this is gonna change my life.
Wait, what made you decide to buy it?
I'm in this phase of trying to change my life for the better. Sure. And I was like, you know, a toothbrush that helps, right?
How many times do you floss a week?
Couple, but not every day.
That's your problem.
A couple is better than none. All right.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
I do want to say at the top of the show, Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there that listen to our podcast.
That was yesterday.
Yesterday, and by the time I post this, it'll be 2 days ago.
Or it'll be like last time, it'll be a week.
We're always thankful for our mothers. We have great mothers.
Dude.
You guys have the same mother.
Nope, I don't have a mother.
I have a different mother.
We got her the same gift.
No, I'm thankful for my mom, and Wait, does your mom still listen to the podcast?
Not anymore.
I doubt it. She gave that up when you like said bad words.
I did not.
To her, you said bad words.
Yeah, but then I corrected it. So I didn't say it anymore after that because you guys corrected me. So,
but then the correction was bad, so you had to recorrect.
I said grown up man. Okay. So I do want to tell a story about my daughter.
Story time with Chris.
Because she was riding with my wife, her mom. So it's kind of a Mother's
Same
Day story.
Same person, right?
Yeah. So my first wife, Angela. So we were... So Quincy, my five-year-old, was like, hey, she was in the car and they were trying to figure out like people she could evangelize to. She was like, I want to tell people about Jesus. And she was like burdened by this. And she's like, but like she goes to Evansville Christian School. So she's like, oh, but everybody there already knows like our teachers talk about Jesus and all that stuff. So she's like, I can't tell them. And then she's like, and my friends at church already know. And so she's like thinking about it. And then she goes, I don't know who I'll tell. I'll tell Granny and Pop-Pop, and that's my mom and dad. And
parents don't know Jesus?
And Angela goes, well, why would you tell them? And she's like, well, whenever I go to their house, they just break the rules. Like, they give me candy even when I'm not supposed to get candy. And even when I don't want candy, they still give me candy. So
I
need to tell them about Jesus.
That's like, awesome.
Angela's, like, at the front of the car, like, trying not to, like, bust out laughing. But she's like...
mysterious.
She's like, yeah. And she's like, because Quincy was really burdened that, like, there's people that don't know Jesus that she wanted to tell about.
And it was your parents. I didn't know that about your parents, really.
Oh, rule breakers. Dude, my mom
really
and dad.
Turned out pretty well for them not... like
Don and Debbie,
Jesus.
She's breaking those, just forcing candy on children.
That's the worst.
Even when I don't want it, they give me candy. Which is never, because she always wants candy. So, I wanted to say that, because we're helping to shape her worldview.
Yeah,
where she's
job.
Like, you know what?
So she doesn't know who's saved and who's not.
The people around us, it's like, my mom and dad, they need Jesus. So, okay. It's time for Luke's favorite segment, Florida Foibles. So this comes thanks to alert listener Dan Sullivan. So we live in Indiana, and Dan Sullivan sent this in.
Where does he live?
He also lives in Indiana.
Ah.
I don't know if I'm supposed to say his last name, but oh well, Dan.
Well,
this one's for you, buddy. He listens. He's a listener. He's a listener. And so he wanted to send us this one because this week's Florida Foible takes place in Indiana.
Whoa.
Right?
What? Wait,
we had one in Washington once about the guy
who
made a burger.
But that wasn't a Florida one.
Right, this one is a Florida foible. So here's what happened.
So why is it a Florida foible?
Well, so first of all, the article says on Friday, May 6, 2013, which they're off by 3 years because the actual posting of the article is 2016 and there's a 2015 car that they talk about. So they just got the
time travel. What is going
this
on?
Guy, so he's a time traveler.
Well, you don't own the 2017 cars?
They make them.
I have no idea why they did that.
Yeah, but anyways.
It's the dumbest.
So Gibson County, which is close to here, which we have a friend that's the sheriff there. So they received a report of a black four-door passenger car with Florida license plates swerving all over the road on US 41 through Fort Branch. He was traveling northbound in excess of 90 miles an hour. This guy, he was like, you know
what? He's swerving all over and going excess of 90. That's amazing. Like, dude, he must have been dodging some stuff.
Yeah. So the officer was able to get him to stop and talk to him. He's from Moorhaven, Florida. And he was also drinking a lot. So don't drink and drive. Always. Like, don't ever do that. There's never a reason to do that. Call James if you're thinking about it. So,
You know the saying, I'll have one for the road, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that saying?
I have heard that.
That, this might not be correct, but there's someone...
check on this show.
Yeah.
So
this person in Texas said... It used to be legal to actually drink and drive,
really?
Like at the same time, as long as your blood alcohol wasn't
at a
certain level. So you could consume alcohol at the same time. So they'd have one for the road because they would be drinking while driving.
Wow.
And that's where that saying is, oh, I'll have one for the road comes from. So you guys should never use that saying when you're driving. You should
for the road. You better say one for the road.
Unless you're drinking Coke.
No, it means
Cherry Coke.
Listen, it can mean whatever I want.
So I'm just saying that's
Hey, but last week you said words don't have meaning, so it's just what I want it to mean.
No,
so
I never said that.
You told me to
say words in my mouth.
Go back and listen to what you said last week.
You're putting meaningless words in my mouth.
All right.
Meaningless.
Last week was one of my favorite conversations we've had on this podcast, I think. When we talked about the language. Yeah, we're talking about does bad language make stuff more
let's go back to the conversation.
We're not going to talk about it anymore.
And we talked about bad language at all.
Minutes. We talked about it for 20 minutes. So go back and listen.
That was the real argument
last week's episode. So this week, this week's Florida foibles isn't that exciting, but it's just funny that he drove all the way up here
just to drink and drive,
just so he could get as part of the show. He wanted to be on the show. So shout out to
his full name,
Rogelio Sanchez.
Oh, and there
I probably said his first name wrong.
You know what's going to happen, though, is that he's going to find this on YouTube, this podcast, not on YouTube, but on Google. He's going to Google search his name.
It won't show up.
And this podcast will show up because you'll put it in the show notes.
And
then he'll request Google to take it down.
And they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, but
that doesn't work here.
It's on iTunes.
It might in the future, James, unless you fight for the right
to party.
To party.
Okay.
All right.
It is now time for...
Yep, that's right, it is.
Goes the Culture. This week, huge box office success.
Yeah, Jungle Book. Just kidding. Oh, Captain America.
I thought you were going to say...
I thought it was Trolls.
Roommates 2, or what's that? What is that show?
Roommates 2.
It's Neighbors.
Neighbors 2.
I don't know why they made a second one.
What?
The first one, it had a great idea, and then you're like, well, let's just do it, but with women instead of men.
Yeah.
That's basically what it was. And it had that one female.
They did that with Ghostbusters as well.
Well, that's legitimate.
It is?
That's what everyone complains about, is that Ghostbusters, the new one, is just unoriginal, and it's a remake just with female leads. But
isn't that what it's supposed to be? Is it a remake?
I don't know if it's a remake, but no one wants a remake of it. That's the problem.
Because it's so good.
The first one was so good,
Can't.
Okay.
It's like the remake of Groundhog Day. That was the exact same as the first one.
Die, repeat.
James. What happened this week in the box office?
Well, Captain America came out and posted $179 million.
In 1 hour.
Fifth largest of all time.
So that was just in America?
Just in America. Right now it's sitting at $673 million globally.
Is that with non-adjusted dollars or adjusted?
That's with one point.
What does that mean?
So,
The massive debut contributed to Disney bringing in over $200 million in this weekend, as the studio became the fastest to cross the $1 billion mark in the domestic earnings in just 128 days, decimating the 165-day record set by Universal just last year. And we remember what movie helped Universal last year. What is that?
Jurassic World.
Yeah, the
for
audience.
All the viewers?
All the viewers
I just raised my hands up and cheered. Because I love Jurassic World. That movie's...
You want to know why you love Jurassic World?
Yeah, because it had the Indominus Rex.
No, because it had my favorite actor.
Jimmy Fallon.
Yes. He was in it.
I know.
He had the best part.
Wait, were you... Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it was for Brett. Actually, I liked... My favorite character died, so I was really sad when he died.
Wait, hold on.
The Indian guy.
Oh, yeah.
He died in the helicopter. Spoiler alert. I was he can't die.
He's the guy's like, I can fly the helicopter.
Yeah, and he could. It wasn't his fault that all those things came out of nowhere.
Yeah, but if
and
you're really good, you will fly out of the way, James.
He was still learning. Didn't you not see the beginning?
That's why he was a fool. He was like, I'm going to fly this
helicopter. He had to do what he had to do.
Yeah, you got in dire circumstances.
Listen,
you have to do
what
you
got to do. If you know what to do and you can do something about it and you don't do it,
but
when something happens, you're
his
guilty.
His arrogance
you're
led
guilty.
To his death and led to everything getting worse, because had he not shot at the Indominus Rex, those
his team should have been a little bit better at shooting a gun. First off, they were not that good at shooting a gun.
No, they don't need guns. They need rocket launchers. If you ever read the first Jurassic Park...
Rocket launchers? You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance.
What I'm just saying, the first... If you read the book, Jurassic Park...
Oh, yeah, it was good.
The hunter, the guy...
Had a bazooka?
Yes, he had one. And he only had one, so he shot at a T-Rex and blew it up.
Well, good job. What about the raptors?
He didn't. He got drunk after that. He survived.
Nice.
He just got drunk after he blew up something.
Who's this?
Is the hunter guy who was in charge of everything.
The guy who actually died in the movie?
Molden?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sad
okay.
He died.
He didn't die.
All I know is rabbit trails that we don't need to be on.
We
okay.
got Dotson.
All right. Dotson. We got Dotson.
All right, so Captain America cares. Civil War.
Made a lot of money.
A lot of money. Worldwide, yeah, it's $600 million, which is only $200 million behind Batman vs. Superman, which has been out a lot longer.
Oh, it's going
to
destroy
it.
Galactically, it's got our first galactic sale. Someone's like, I love Captain America.
Yeah, on the whatever planets from Guardians of the Galaxy, they're watching it.
Well, that's like a Futurama joke that, like, in Futurama, they live in a galactic world. And because, you know, our radio waves and our television waves, old TV shows beam out. And it took them, like, years and years to get to these places. And there's one alien conqueror is watching a show and it gets canceled, so he comes to Earth like 1,000 years later because he's mad they canceled his show. It was great. I'm not recommending watching Futurama.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So, Captain America Civil War. We'll talk about this at the end, so because there's spoilers.
But it made a lot of money. But I mean, we'll see. I mean, coming up.
All right. So quickly, did you like or dislike the movie?
Man,
just
it
only
was great.
I'll say yes. Yes. Like, Luke, dislike?
I'm going to say it was the second best one in the Marvel universe.
What's the first one? First best one?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Because it's got your boy.
It's Chris Pratt. I mean, he makes the movie. Jimmy Fallon's not on that one, unfortunately.
I was thinking, I forgot his name.
Groot?
The guy that's in...
Vin Diesel?
All the Will Ferrell movies with him. Like, in Ricky Bobby and Step Brothers and... What's that guy's name?
I have no
John
idea.
C. Reilly. John C. Reilly.
John Cena.
John C. Reilly is like in a very brief part of that movie.
And it's a good part, too.
Okay. So, and then number two.
Jungle Book,
man.
Making lots of money.
Dude,
it's
Book,
sitting at
it was
over
really, I like
$600 million worldwide, too, I think. Making lots.
Who made Disney made Jungle Book, too, right?
Yeah.
Now made Jungle Book 1.
Well, that's why I'm saying they've made like $1 billion
Disney,
really quick.
I mean, Disney is like a multi-trillion-dollar company.
They're also making Star Wars.
So. Yeah, they do. They
made multi-trillion.
They're not a multi-trillion-dollar company. What makes a company multi? That's worth more than Apple.
Yeah.
Disney owns Apple.
Okay. They've got Star Wars?
That doesn't make them multi-trillion.
Okay.
They
trillion.
They have
even a trillion.
They have two theme parks in America and 8 worldwide.
Okay.
They have Frozen.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Dude. And?
All right.
They're only making $1 billion per movie.
Tell us what the number one song
number
was.
Number one song. So I was on iTunes this week, because I always am. And number one song's Can't Stop the Feeling by Justin Timberlake.
See, that reminds me of a tiredness. Michael Jackson song.
So Justin Timberlake got the number one song. Number one album is by Radiohead, but we were listening to this song, so we're going to bring it back to the song. And what'd you think, Chris? We kind of we got to listen to 1 minute and 29 seconds of it.
Here's what it reminded me of. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna make you smile. The Rick Astley. We got Rick rolled. When I listen to that song. Okay.
Year is it?
I know. Gosh. It sounds like an 80s song. All right.
80s are back.
Are you allowed to sing that on the air?
You can sing it as long as it. So
as long as you make it off key and you change some of the lyrics.
So total assets of Walt Disney Company in the fiscal years of 2006 to 2015. It was $88 billion last year.
What does that do with Justin Timberlake?
A multi-trillion-dollar company.
Multi-trillion-dollar.
It's not multi-trillion. So, see? $88 billion, that's it? That's all they're worth?
Yeah, but if you added that to the previous years, you get over a trillion. It reminded me of an 80s song, this new Justin Timberlake song.
All right,
song.
Go back to the song.
That doesn't make it bad.
But... it's coming from a movie. So we saw it because it's from the movie that's coming out in November.
Trolls
by DreamWorks Animation.
Because
it's the Trolls, the little toys that you play with.
Yeah, like for listeners over or under the age of 20, they're gonna be like, "What are troll dolls?"
Well, they're coming back. They're bringing it back.
Yeah, that's the thing. Nothing new under the sun.
Troll dolls were the dumbest thing.
Oh, dude, I own some. I love troll dolls.
Yeah.
Okay, like, they're these little plastic figurines with like fluffy, different colored hair.
And you can play with their hair.
Yeah.
You can like get a brush.
That's where I learned to do a bouffant.
Like, dude, you get blue hair, purple hair. You get different sizes. They were great. They had jewels, right?
Oh, yeah, their belly buttons had jewels that you could rub for a good luck.
And they're delicious, just like the Smurfs.
I know.
So, yeah, this is crazy.
You know what song it reminds me of? The title.
I did not like the trailer to that movie, though.
Wait, that was a teaser.
That was a teaser, so you don't really know what it's about.
I played to it.
Okay, here's the thing. Like, are they just running out of ideas? Because they're bringing trolls back. Angry Birds is getting a cartoon. Like, I'm like, where
it's
going
out on the 20th.
Like, Pixar's... They're putting out, like, a lot of sequels recently.
And then look at Disney. They're not bringing out anything new.
What, they brought Captain America?
That's based off of comics. That's nothing new.
Rogue One.
Jungle Book. We already had that, guys. Yeah. Come on.
So it's just a lot of remakes. They're doing, like, a little bit of twist. I mean, they're making them live action, which we've got the technology now. So, I don't know. It's interesting.
I mean, Ghostbusters? That's not new.
What do you mean new? We've always been copying the fairy tales of old. We've been just
making modern updates.
Romeo and Juliet's the most common idea.
Now, we didn't talk about this. How about Battlefield?
Oh, hold on. Wait. We got to finish our talk on Justin Timberlake.
Okay, let's come
back. Because we want to look at the lyrics for the song.
Okay, so.
And talk about the worldview that this is. So he says, Can't Stop the Feeling is the song. I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy, then I turn it when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home, we're flying up, no ceiling when we're in our zone. Then he says, I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good song in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. I can't take my eyes up off it, moving so phenomenally. You're gonna like the way we rock it, so don't stop. Then the chorus, under the lights when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know, so just imagine.
Hello.
Nothing I can see but you when you dance. Feeling good, creeping up on you. Creeping up on
That's
you.
Creepy.
You never say that on a song.
I'm creeping up on you.
Did you say it correctly?
Creeping.
Creeping up on you.
Creeping up.
It says creeping. So just dance, come on.
That's a lyric.
All those things I should do to you, but you dance, and ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. So it's just a song about dancing.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
There's a little bit of innuendo.
No, that's innuendo. Those are implications that only you take away.
All those things I should do to you.
Dance.
No, but you dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing.
Yeah. It's a song about dancing. If you take apart, if you don't take any implications from it and just read the words.
I'm sorry. I've been corrupted by society. So
no, I'm just saying, you take what you see from it. But
society's had a great deal of impact on me.
But all I read is it's a dance song.
You don't even believe in words.
Oh, it's something magical. It's in the air. It's in my blood. It's rushing on. I don't need no reason. Don't need control. I fly so high. No ceiling when I'm in my zone.
No control.
So yeah, so he's just saying he dances so much.
Yeah. Well, you know what song this reminds me of?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson's Can't Stop to Get Enough. Or whatever it's called.
Can't Stop to Get Enough. Come on.
When the funk starts.
Can't Stop to Get Enough. Okay.
You can't stop.
I can't stop until you get enough.
I can't stop.
Just dance. I can't stop the feeling, so just dance. Come on. Yeah. That doesn't sound like him at all.
No, Justin Timberlake sounds way worse than that.
Yeah, I know. I nailed it.
Why aren't you?
If you make fun of Justin Timberlake, Jimmy Fallon's never coming on our show.
Oh, that's true. Sorry.
So
we're joking. Justin Timberlake also listens to the show, so Justin, you know we're kidding.
We only care about Jimmy Fallon.
And the Rick Astley comment, I apologize for that as well. And his name,
you might as well just apologize for everything. Don't take anything he says serious.
No, but bring it back around. Like the 80s, that music style is kind of coming back, which I don't like because I don't like
not
those
all
keyboards.
Of it, though.
Not all of it, but some
they're,
of it.
They're getting rid of the garbagey.
Which is
the bad 80s is out. The good 80s is in.
Hopefully.
You know.
Well, it's like the movie Drive. It had a great soundtrack.
Nobody's seen that movie.
James saw it. What do you think of the soundtrack?
Whoa, don't incriminate me. It was a great soundtrack. I did listen to that soundtrack.
What did it sound like?
The 80s.
Yeah, it's
what
80s
did the movie look like?
It's 80s. That guy's got great art style, right?
Well, that's
spectacular cinematics. Like,
not a good vision.
He brought out another one. I didn't see this one.
It got worse.
Man, what was it called? The God one.
God Eater.
No, not God Eater. That
that's
is a good show,
anime.
Though. I love that. I'll come back to that.
Okay.
It's called Dragon Force.
So, yeah, so. I mean, this song, yeah, it's. It's got some winks and nods to it about some stuff they're doing on the
winks and nods.
They're though. Doing on the dance floor, but yeah, it's a kind of catchy
Only
song.
Only God Forgives. That's the one.
Is that with Brad Pitt?
No, it's Ryan Gosling. Oh, my boy, which he's bringing out a new movie, The Nice Guys. Oh, I don't know if that's going to be a good.
It looks funny, but it's rated R.
Is it really?
It's going to be great. I can't wait because it's got.
Why does Hollywood just
wait? Not Colin Farrell.
Why does Hollywood have to ruin movies with rated R? Because you know what? Another one coming out that's rated R.
Don't say Suicide Squad.
No. Well, I don't know. That might be. That might change it. Wolverine 3.
Oh, really?
Is it yeah, they said it's going to be rated R. I saw it on IGN earlier today.
They're going to show blood.
Because, why? You pointed this out earlier. There's a big movie that came out. It was a superhero movie.
Yeah, Deadpool.
Made over $600 million. And how much did they spend on it?
$58 million. So we got $600 million
to work with. 10 times the budget it brought in.
Oh, well, look at Paranormal Activity, James.
True, but those just went downhill.
I mean, both
the first one.
Dumb. Sequels typically go downhill, but the first one.
Not true for Captain America. Actually, yes. Each Captain America has made more than the previous one.
That's why I use the word typically and not always.
However, the budget has ballooned each time because it was about equal to an Avengers movie with an Avengers cast.
Because Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, this one was pretty much another Avengers movie.
No, different. It's different, and I'll talk about it later.
Okay,
I'll
right,
tell
okay,
you why.
We'll, okay.
All right, not so when are we going to get to it? All
right, so what, is there anything else? Okay, one more thing. So pop culture. Yeah, so two new games. We talked a little bit last week about the new Call of Duty, which is going to be...
Infinity Warfare. It's in space. It's like Halo, you said.
It's going in the future.
Infinite Warfare is the actual title. Infinity Ward is the makers of it, but it's Infinite Warfare.
It's an infinite.
Yeah, so it's way out in space. So there's been always these two competing entities for the war games, and Battlefield has kind of taken...
There's been three, actually.
Who's the other one?
Call of Duty. Modern Warfare, Medal of Honor.
Medal of Honor's not around
anymore.
That's been
gone.
Medal of Honor
They killed them.
Yeah, it used to be.
That's back then, that's true, but it lost.
I'm just saying.
After a reboot.
There was three. Battlefield was always...
Its own.
Sort of its own, and then they sort of corrupted it by having it become more like...
Modern Call of Duty, and then but then like
but
the last
still pretty bad.
The last one made it like it was called Hardline, and it was about cops and robbers. So they kind of like started going in a different direction.
I had no idea what happened with that one.
And then
nothing happened.
Then this one, they're going back in time.
Back in time.
Turok Dinosaur Hunter. Yeah.
Oh my God. Actually, I love that game.
That game was fantastic.
It did not age well because you can get on the PC.
Okay.
I don't know anything.
Anyways, no, it is. It's called Battlefield 1, and they're going to World War 1.
The first one.
Which is trench warfare and gas and
what? And look what points out. They did not battle for a long time. They just sat there.
In trenches,
So that's what
And then when they did fight, they just got shot by a machine gun.
Now, should this... Okay, so I read an article.
That's so funny, Luke. But, you laughed at that.
Maybe you guys can bring some insight to this. But, somebody wrote an article in Engadget. And they said it made them sick to watch the trailer because it was based off of real-life events. And I got me wondering. I'm like, okay, but that's how a lot of these games have been so far. I mean, from the onset, World War II.
Well, yeah, that one.
To Vietnam, to modern day.
One of the things that put the Call of Duties on the map was that Saving Private Ryan scene from the beachfront.
Yeah.
With, oh, my God. Goodness. I've been Normandy. The Battle of Normandy.
D-Day?
I've been there. I've like walked on.
Whoa!
I'm like, yeah, I'm like.
You were on. Did you go to Omaha Beach?
Yeah.
I thought that was the bloodiest one.
In Normandy?
That was one of the beachheads.
Oh, yeah, we went out there.
Omaha.
I've been there. So, but yeah, the Battle of Normandy. And that's a real event. Like, that actually happened. And so, why are they saying
said,
that this is like.
Well, maybe it's based off of graphics. So now, because there's some brutal moments. So back in the day, graphics have obviously leapt. Forward, and NVIDIA just announced some new graphics cards. They're like super high performance for VR, which if you don't know what that is, that's virtual reality. Basically, you never have to leave home. Just put on the goggles and you can go anywhere. that's
and
the
I
future.
Will.
But it's like, okay, graphics are so good now. Since it's based off of something that really happened, do I want to play that? But then you got the counter argument, which it raises. I mean, this really did happen, okay? And it's reliving. I mean, that's how I learned all my World War history, because I played these games.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't know about that battle.
Oh, yeah, I learned something. I
was fighting Nazis. I was stopping evil.
Killing Nazis.
I mean, that was Captain America's original deal.
Fighting Nazis, yeah.
And then they had to make Hydra, because...
Yeah,
what's worse than Nazis, I guess.
I wouldn't have known about Hydra had it not been for Captain America.
We got to make sure Hydra does not get back in the power, guys.
Yeah.
They will do anything. They're worse than Nazis. They don't care.
You know that one organization?
S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing.
Illuminati?
Oh, don't say that on the air! What are you doing?
Illuminati is the name of a Marvel organization with Iron Man's in it.
Ooh, okay. We'll have to check that out.
And Professor Xavier.
So, yeah, but it's interesting that, yeah, they're going back to World War One, and so are they going to just progress?
I think they actually made a World War One game.
I don't know.
I think they started with Battlefield 1942.
Only World War One game I know is Valiant Hearts. That's kind of like a story-based
problem with World War One is that the combat is bad. It's not interesting.
And that's what it sounds weird to say, right? Like, oh, this game's not going to be good because you can't kill people quickly. And that sounds terrible, but that's why...
That's why
Call of Duty was always people... It's entry-level because it's more arcadey. It's like you get in the action right away. Whereas Battlefield, you're running for a half a mile or two... And you're like, man, where's the action? And then you have to wait 40 seconds after you die.
No, that's not Battlefield. That's called Heroes of Stalingrad. Red.
What?
Yeah. There's a video game on
PC
where you actually, like, you take a minute trying to find someone to shoot because they're so well hidden. Yeah. And then when they find you and kill you before you find them, you have to start all the way back, like, 2 minutes later. It's a great game though. I love it. I was like, oh, it was the realistic version. It was like hard. It was hard.
Yeah.
No arcadey, and they're not gonna be able to make that World War One. They only have bolt action, and they have machine guns that you mount. They didn't really.
But it looked like there was gonna be like some tanks and airplanes. The World War One
and dreadnoughts.
Yeah, those tanks were garbage.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Those tanks were the worst.
The action looked great.
It does, but yeah, we'll see how it turns out.
The thing I'd be excited for the most...
They're going in different directions.
The airplanes. Those airplanes were at a different stage. Those were like... They didn't do bombing runs nearly as much.
Yeah.
Most of the times, those airplanes in World War One were reconnaissance, and then they tried to shoot each other down. It wasn't until later that they started doing bombing runs, but that's like the type of dogfighting I like is because they're not very fast, but they're very quick to turn.
Yes, you gotta be good at maneuvering.
That's the one thing I'm interested in, is like jet fighting in Battlefield 3.
I wonder if there's a Snoopy unlock and you can fly his doghouse around.
Wow, that would be terrible because it'd not fit in with the
it's an Easter egg.
All I know is that the jet fighting in Battlefield 3, the jets weren't going nearly as fast as they should. And it just wasn't fun. Well, with those airplanes, they can be slow.
Yeah.
And
they did show at the end of the trailer a giant Zeppelin. So I wonder what these Zeppelin attacks are going
to
be.
You know how long you're going to have to wait to get into a Zeppelin? Man, that guy got
this is Zeppelin. One thing that would be interesting.
At the start of this game, you have to blow it up. You're like... Oh, man.
Blow it.
Only there's like
I took that the other way. I meant like, you know, because Zeppelins, those things are easy to blow up.
No. Not unless they're using hydrogen.
Yeah.
I mean,
what? If they're using hydrogen, that's what causes them. Man, this guy doesn't know science.
What would be interesting about the game is if they took some creative liberties and changed it, similar to how Wolfenstein was. Wolfenstein, it's not...
Yeah, my...
I feel like what's it called? Resistance Fall of Man. That was taking place at the same time of World War II was supposed to.
Yeah.
I just feel like if they take some creative liberties and not actually have it be World War I, like, this is a historical event. Be like, this is based off of the Great War. Then I think it could be really good. Something that did interest me was the guy in the suit of armor shooting a machine gun.
I don't remember that.
There's guys
on horses with swords.
Yeah, and there's a guy in a suit of armor shooting machine gun.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
So, nothing's new under the sun.
But, there's some.
I mean, except for all those new things that
come out.
Oh, so, at night.
So, all right, let's get to our main topic.
All right, here we go. This we're going to talk about
it. And you actually watch it, which is even better because you don't watch movies.
All of us watched it because half the time,
so,
one of us missed it.
Right now, if you don't want to hear anything about Captain America, Silver Surfer.
Yes, that is the worst Captain America I've ever seen.
That one was bad.
I couldn't believe he showed up. Okay, so from here on out, we're warning you, there's going to be spoilers about this. So if you haven't seen it or you want to see it and haven't, it's the
like
same
a trillion
thing.
Leads.
Yeah, so.
Hey, thanks for tuning in, though.
Thanks for tuning in to Podcast Viewfinder episode 38. We'll catch you next time.
Not 38.
58? I don't even know. I'm so excited to talk about Captain America and Civil Servant. So, Civil War. So, yeah, so spoilers from here on out. So you can tune back in next week, or once you watch the movie, you can come back and listen to our thoughts on it. So, all right. Captain America Civil War. You guys both said you really liked it.
Yeah, I've been looking. This is the only reason I looked forward to 2016. I was like, man, 2016. Really? Like, movies make it. And this is the one. Just like, you know.
The rest of the year is just shot.
Yeah.
I don't care about.
I got nothing to look forward to.
I have no friends. I have no.
Hey, don't rub it
in. Family. I have nothing to do with my life. I saw that movie. Hey, Rogue One's coming out. You can be excited about
that.
Not as excited.
What?
I saw the trailer and I was just like, no.
I'm like, what else is there after this? I don't know.
I'm more excited for Doctor Strange.
2017.
Suicide Squad.
No.
Yeah, now that's another one. I'm like, okay, I got a little hope left in the year.
Yeah.
But I mean, maybe the next Avengers, but that's in 2017 or 18.
What's next year?
I thought Doctor Strange.
Spider-Man next?
I look
Doctor
forward to
Strange.
Thor.
Okay.
Doctor Strange.
Yeah, but he's not part
basically,
of the
only reason I live
Avengers.
Doctor
for these
Strange
movies.
Is part of the universe.
So I hope they don't stop making these movies.
He's part of the Avengers
The MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
You know there's going to be a movie with Chris Pratt and, what's his name? Tony Stewart. Not Tony Stewart.
He's a rat.
Tony
Stewart.
It's kind
of like Iron Man 2.
No, it's going to be Chris Pratt and Robert Downey Jr. are going to be in the same movie at some point. And it's going to be the best
movie.
Wait,
do you really like Robert Downey?
They're going to be racing cars.
I think
with
he
Tony
is
Stewart.
Iron Man. I don't like the Iron Man character.
What about
I
mean, Captain America?
Look,
Chris Evans is Captain America.
Yeah,
when they replace him, I'm gonna be so sad.
But he's not
gonna replace him.
He's only signed up for so many movies.
He's gonna get killed, and Winter Soldier's gonna take his place. That's what's gonna happen.
Wait, I thought he was gonna die in Civil War. Actually,
wait, why do you think that?
Because he signed. He said he's only up. He only signed so many movies with
until he sees,
and he hasn't renewed that.
Why isn't he gonna renew? He'll renew
I think,
it.
I don't know. He acts like he doesn't. He wants to be a real actor, not just known as Captain America.
Yeah, Robert Downey Jr. wants to be a real actor too, but he's fine with being Iron Man. Like he loves
it's
that.
It's kind of like you know Johnny Depp. I mean, he's really only known for Pirates of the Caribbean now.
But Johnny Depp's
that's
in a ton of
true,
movies, and
yeah.
he always plays the same character. That's the problem.
But the only
he's gonna be the Mad Hatter again in this year's Alice in Wonderland. Okay, let's talk about this movie. Okay, Civil War. All right.
Yeah.
What,
Civil War.
What? Okay. Just give me your brief. Let's give a brief synopsis of the whole movie.
There's two teams and they fight each other.
Yes.
One's
okay.
Captain America and one is Tony Stark.
That's a terrible synopsis.
No, it is.
But it does make. That is the climax. Well, not. It's one of the climaxes.
Okay. So they're. Yeah. So the last movie was the Avengers and they dropped like a whole city from the air. And
well,
like,
I thought they stopped it from completely dropping.
They did.
They were able to slow it down because it was supposed to,
it would have
destroyed the world
with
a cloud.
So they didn't do that,
and they got in trouble for stopping that. You know.
Yeah. So
this movie, I got a beef to take. So
okay, go.
General Thunderbolt Ross comes in. And he's like, this is why you guys need to be reined in, and he shows them pictures of. All the problems that he's like, New York, when those aliens attacked, why'd you stop them, okay? They were gonna do great things for this country. they were just destroying the world, so you guys shouldn't have stopped them. And then he's like, what was the next one? Sylvania, there was one between that. There was the Captain America 2. He's like, when we had those three gunships, he's like, you guys definitely should have made that, even though it wasn't you. It was S.H.I.E.L.D. and Captain America didn't know about this. And when Captain America found out, he's like, what is wrong with you guys?
Yeah.
And then Sylvania, or Silviska, whatever, some made-up country. That's what made Avengers 2 bad is like some... He's like, oh, you guys shouldn't have stopped them from dropping an asteroid on the planet that would have destroyed the planet. I was like, these are not the Avengers' fault, except for one. Tony Stark did create Ultron, and he should take responsibility for that, but not Captain America. That's why I thought Thunderbolt Ross was just, like, dumb. I was like, think about the other options. It's like, oh, thanks for saving us, but could you at least not have killed half these people? Like,
So the movie started off with them, like, chasing this guy down who had a bomb, and they kind of stopped it a little bit, but in the process, it blew up a building.
But he was going after something much worse than a bomb.
Yeah.
He was going after, like, a virus that could wipe out the planet.
Yeah, I know, and they stop him, and then it's like, oh, he blew up in the process. And so it's all this stuff.
He blew himself up, that's another thing.
Yeah, so he blows himself up, but they, like, threw him up in the air, and he blew up a building instead of, like, this whole market.
With like two levels, not the whole building.
Yeah, he blew up part of a building. So, in the process, they're like, hey, we need to... There needs to be check on these people, because these are, like, powerful people, the Avengers. So you got Iron Man, you got all this stuff, and you're like, okay, so what... All right, but here's another superhero dilemma. We talk about these on the show. If it wasn't for the Avengers... Yeah, Ultron wouldn't have happened. But are there other things that wouldn't have happened?
That's what they're trying to tie them into. He's like, ever since Tony Stark announced himself as Iron Man, the enhanced humans have been popping up all over the world.
Yeah.
The problem is with that is it wasn't Tony Stark. It was actually when S.H.I.E.L.D. decided to mess with the Tesseract. When they decided, we're going to take this Tesseract... what's his name?
Loki?
No. When the Red Skull found the Tesseract, that's when it all started.
What's the Tesseract?
It's this cube. It's an artifact. Remember?
Oh, okay.
It's got tons of power. That's the thing. And if a human touches it, they die. I don't know if anyone else touches it. All I know is I thought Loki was able to control it.
Yeah.
But, all I know is when the Red Skull found the Tesseract... That's when everything started to go downhill for humans. Because that's when they started to be known on the map as what they're called. That's when Thanos found out about humans. That's when the rest of the universe saw that this planet was a little bit more advanced. So it's not Tony Stark's problem. That's what I like about the other movies, is that this focuses on the Earth.
Yeah.
But the other ones give you perspective of, like Thor gives you perspective of,
The universe.
And Guardians of the Galaxy gives you perspective of the universe as well. And so you realize, no.
Is it the universe? It's just a galaxy, right?
It's the galaxy. But, I mean, you could say it's the universe at the same time. But that's why I was like, it's not their fault. It's pretty much the fact that the Red Skull found the Tesseract and now they're on the map.
All right, so here's what I liked about this movie. So Captain America is presented... with a problem, right? So the problem is they have been destroying stuff in the process of saving people. So you have that dilemma of, am I doing more good than bad, but does it matter? If I'm still doing bad,
then I should stop.
Does it matter if I've saved a bunch of people, but in the process killed a bunch of people too?
Well,
but I've saved more than I killed, so...
They don't kill people. That's one of the things.
Right.
Captain America, they have a no-kill policy ever since he stopped working for S.H.I.E.L.D. There's a no-kill policy. I mean, unless, like, of course, the guy blows himself up. That's not their responsibility. So,
but they don't kill people. But in the process, they throw that guy up in the air and he blows up a building and kills a bunch of people.
He killed the people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
they tried to stop it as much as they possibly could. So is it their fault for trying to stop something and failing? Or not really failing, but mitigating it.
Yeah. So that's the... And that was always what I liked about that. Because Jack Bauer was like, okay, I can kill this one guy and all these people live. Or I can let all these people live. Like, it's that dilemma, like, of...
What... Except Captain America never kills anyone. He always, like...
Actually, he's killed plenty of people.
Those were Hydra agents.
Oh, okay.
But that was when he worked for the army and it was a war. He's become a new man, James.
He's Captain America.
Well, if you think about it, what makes this movie also really good is the fact that Captain America was working for S.H.I.E.L.D. And there was a lot of things he didn't know. He was just getting bossed around.
Yeah.
And he hated that.
He didn't like the secrets.
He didn't like
secret agendas.
So that's why it makes sense. He doesn't want to go back to being
controlled.
Well, just like the big carriers that were going to be in the sky. He didn't know about those. He's like, well, why do we need these?
He would have been
fine. Now we can control areas. We can, because Samuel Jackson's like, yeah, we can reduce risks. And so that's why we're doing it. But he didn't like that because, you know, the citizens would live in fear. Because he's like, who has the key to this?
Turns out Hydra did.
Yeah, good job, Hydra. So
hell, Hydra.
In the process, so Tony's like, no, we need checks. We need balances in our life. We need accountability, basically. And Captain America says, no, we're good enough.
The safest hands are still our own.
Yeah, and so, but he's saying, we need the team. We have to be a team. We have to be unified.
Which one?
Yeah.
The Avengers.
No, but which
Oh, character? Captain America is saying that.
But I thought Tony Stark was saying that too.
Tony Stark is saying, no, we need other people to govern us.
Yeah, but he's not saying break up the team.
No, but he's saying, yeah, our team. He said, well, we need an outside entity to tell us what missions to take and not to take. And they're like...
But there's no outside entity that can do that for them.
Right.
He's like, it's like the Republic that corrupted the Star Wars. If you watch the prequels, you'll find out that...
They're terrible
the
movies.
Jedi Order got killed and stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, so Captain America, but here's the difference between Tony Stark and Captain America. Because Tony Stark knows that his creation is bad. Not bad, but that people have taken his stuff and made it bad, or yeah, Ultron happened.
That's what the first movie was all about, Iron Man.
Yeah.
That's why he stopped making weapons.
He's like, I realized people were, because people blew up and stuff. So he knows himself, and he knows I have a tendency to do the wrong thing, and so I'm going to make sure that I have checks and balances.
Yeah.
Captain America is, I am inherently good, and I know what I'm doing is the right thing.
Yep.
Because there was a scene where he said, where the Avengers, Tony Stark and his team were like, let's get him, and the guy, I don't know the other Iron Man guy, what's his name? The other Iron Man dude?
War Machine?
Yeah, War Machine. So he's like, he thinks he's doing the right thing, and that's what makes him even more dangerous.
Who? Oh, yeah.
He said that about...
But that's everyone.
He said that about Captain America.
He said that of Captain America, yeah.
But here was the thing. Captain America just... His point that they didn't need anyone... They didn't need agendas was the most important thing. And then it's like, okay, well then, don't do anything. Because you are clearly flawed. But then you have Spider-Man who's like... Well,
oh, yeah,
if I can do something and I don't because I'm afraid that I'm not right or something, what?
And it happens.
And it happens. Like, am I at fault?
He said, I am. He said, yeah, that's on me.
So then Captain America's like that. He's like, I can do things. So as I can
Captain America
can only do what he thinks is right. And if he thinks an agency who's working over him is not what's right, then he shouldn't be doing it. So one end is like, hey, you retire, which he would never do, because Spider-Man said, if you can change the world, if you can stop something from happening, do it. And Captain America's a realist. He's like, we can't save everyone, but we can save...
But we gotta try.
So James 4:17 says, so whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. Like, that's basically what Spider-Man
That's
was
what
saying.
They said, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, Captain America gets into it when he's in Tony Stark, because, like, I've got to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to do the right thing.
And the funeral, where it was basically saying, hey, if everyone else is telling you to do this, but you know what the right thing is, stand up like a tree. And remember that Peggy's niece was giving a speech, and that's what made him go over the edge, because he's like, you know what? You got to plant your feet down and stand strong.
Yeah.
Because that's the best thing there is. But the problem is, they're like, oh, he thinks he's doing the right thing. Because the other side, they thought they were right too. That's what's great about this, is that there the bad guy in the story, so he had so little screen time that you really didn't understand how amazing he was.
That's why it's Civil War, because whenever you look at a Civil War, the side you're fighting on always thinks it's right. Correct?
Yeah. Well,
usually.
Yeah. I'll go back to what he said about being planted in the Bible verses, Jeremiah. Okay. Jeremiah 17:7, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green. He is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. So he's saying, yeah, he's like, I know that I'm planted in the right area.
Yeah.
And I know that I'm going to do.
But Tony Stark also knows that he's planted in the right area, but it's a different area.
Yeah.
And so that's where it comes. That's what's great. It's the bad guy. Yeah. You see so little of him. You're like, who was the bad guy? It wasn't some super powerful guy. It was just someone who had a lot of experience and a lot of time.
Yeah.
That's what he said in the beginning. He's got all he needs is someone with experience and time. And I've got both. And so he spent a lot of time. And he created the Civil War.
Oh, so another issue, revenge.
Yeah.
That was a big one.
So, I mean, the whole thing was based off of revenge.
His whole plan hinged, the bad guy's whole plan hinged on people wanting to take revenge.
Yeah, but here, okay, and James, you brought this up, but in the process of him getting revenge, he also killed a lot of people. Like, he was upset because his family died in that, when that...
The island fell.
The island fell or whatever happened, yeah.
I can't remember because it was not a great movie.
Oh, the Avengers 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, well, you didn't never see his family. You never see his family. You never see his family. But, yeah, but so he's saying, because he kept listening to the message of his kid.
Well, his and wife. They were outside of the city. That was one of the things. Apparently, yeah. Something
fell off. Yeah, I don't know.
Their house fell on them.
Yeah, so he's like, so we're outside the city, and my wife dies. And he's like, but you guys went home. And didn't care. And didn't. But, like, what is he going to do? Send him a fruit basket? Like, hey, sorry for your loss? Like, I don't mean to be insensitive, but it's like.
We all would have died had that.
Yeah.
They're not looking at the big picture. They're not. They're looking at, oh, the Avengers clearly. Then again, you can still blame Tony Stark. Tony Stark should be in jail for making Ultron. That was the dumbest thing.
Oops. But it was an accident. So, but that guy, right? So the guy, in the process, he like blows up that UN building where all those people are meeting to frame.
On purpose.
What?
He frames Bucky.
Yeah, there. To frame Bucky. And so there's all this stuff that happens.
So, yeah. It's interesting because you're like, okay. I mean, they were signing away power to make sure that the Avengers didn't go off and do certain stuff. And yet he blew up the building. At that place.
Yeah.
But no, it was all part of the plan. One, get Bucky in the scene. Get him people looking for him because he knows Captain America's biggest weakness is Bucky.
It's his friend Bucky.
So and that, bullets.
Because Bucky's the only thing from his past life.
And his best friend in his past life, who he saw die in front of his eyes, basically. And then who he had to fight and so, was brainwashed. And
Captain America.
Bucky saves him.
That's his only weakness, then.
And bullets.
No, bullets bounce off. Actually, bullets bounce off of Black Panther. What?
That's because he has the suits made out of...
He needs a sweet suit like that.
It suits the... What's it called? Vibranium weaved.
Nice.
Wait. Vibranium? Is adamantium in this universe?
No, not this one. Vibranium is.
So...
Adamantium has to be if Wolverine is in the universe, if he makes his appearance later on.
Well, it will be when he makes his appearance. But vibranium's basically adamantium. And vibranium
doesn't vibrate.
Is mined from the Black Panthers. That's where they find all of it, basically.
Oh, okay.
And so that's why he has a weaved suit.
So, all right, so revenge. James, what did you want to say about it? Because you were talking about the revenge aspect. Yeah, everybody wanted to get revenge. On the other person.
Except Captain America.
I mean...
Yeah,
Captain America didn't want revenge. But Captain America, he does have flaws in this. And he doesn't quite know what to do.
His eyes are green.
His eyes are blue with a little bit of green. He gets distracted by his friend. He keeps something away from another friend because he doesn't know what to do with it. Tony Stark doesn't tell him who killed his parents. He's like, I don't know if that was selfish or what on me, but...
Yeah,
I thought at the time that I shouldn't tell you.
He did all the wrong things for the right reasons.
He did all.
So you're like, huh. And then, you know, Tony Stark, I want to get revenge now on.
Yeah, so he wants to kill Bucky when Bucky wasn't acting in his right mind. You're like, why?
Which brings a whole nother dilemma. How can you hold him accountable if he's not in his right mind?
Yeah.
Can you? I mean, somebody has to be held accountable.
No, because you don't hold the people accountable if they're brainwashed into doing something. This is actual brainwash. This isn't like some
psycho is like, oh, I was out of my mind.
This was a guy brainwashed and he couldn't stop. Also, did you notice something in the movie that, here's why I like Bucky, is that at the end when he's fighting Iron Man, and Iron Man's like, oh, do you even remember what you did to him or whatever? He's like, yeah, I remembered all of them.
Just, yeah, I remember he remembers
everything he did, brainwashed. He just can't stop. So that's the worst, is that he's watching his body do something else that he doesn't want to do. And that's what makes Bucky so great. That's why it's like, of course he wants to hide away. Because he's like, I've done all these terrible things. Every time he woke up, basically, he did terrible things. And now he has to live with it. And so that's why he was hiding. And he didn't want to be around.
He is a tragic character because of all of which Bucky he had wanted endured. To
just disappear. But I don't think he had to. He didn't want to kill himself.
That's not the answer.
So he just wanted to disappear. He just wanted to be a normal person. But that's impossible because
he's
got a metal arm.
He's the Winter Soldier.
I do like the Winter Soldier so much better than Captain America, though. It's just,
so what's his arm made out of?
Not vibranium, because it got blown off. But it is made out of metal. What do you think about Bucky? The Winter Soldier character.
I like him, but he's not better than Captain America.
Yeah, he is. No. He's a tragic hero.
Yeah, but he's done a lot of bad things.
Exactly. That's what makes him great.
Yeah,
because we like people who don't have anything. That's why Captain America is so good, because he was raised from nothing. But he always, even when he was small, stood up for the right thing.
That's why he became Captain America.
That's why. That's why that line when he's fighting. He's fighting Iron Man so good. He says, I can do this all day, because it's a throwback to when he doesn't really...
When he gets beat up and Bucky saves him. Yeah. She's saving Bucky. That's a scene I just now got. I just realized it. Bucky saved him. Now he's saving Bucky. Although Bucky did help him. But at the same time, I'm pretty sure Rogers helped him. Oh, it's such a good movie. But that... Here's what... I don't like Tony Stark, because Tony Stark's like really rich. He's like the Marvel version of Batman, but not really. He's like the opposite of Batman. Batman would not... Like, Batman already went through that struggle. He did not kill the person. He did not get revenge. He stopped himself. Iron Man was going to kill Tony Stark. He was not going to stop himself. He blew his arm off. He was going to blow his face off. So that's why...
Wait, you mean Iron Man was going to kill...
Winter Soldier.
Yeah, okay.
So I think he used his arm.
So Batman stops himself and he understands, like, this was... The guy who he was going to kill did it on purpose, and he doesn't do it.
Yeah.
He doesn't get revenge because he realized it wouldn't... It just...
But that's why Tony wants checks, because he knows himself.
Yeah.
He knows that he can't stop, and so he knows, I need somebody to help me to stop.
You know...
And that's what Captain America would do for him if he'd let him, but
they actually had this... this isn't about Captain America, this is about Justice League, because these are basically two different universes with the same ideas going on.
Yeah.
Batman... In one of the animated movies, he had these contingency plans in case the Justice League
fell apart.
Went rogue, and they all got mad at him because they're like, "Oh, you're hubris! Because what about your contingency plan for you?" And he's like, "Well, my contingency plan was the Justice League, or the fact that I'm a man and I can be shot." But it's like Batman. He's like, he made all these contingency plans. None of them were lethal, but he's like, he had it in check. That's another thing. Batman would have been like, well, if you guys are doing what's wrong, I'd stop you.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, what's the check and balances? They were all each other's checks and balances. That's what's important that didn't come through in this movie. They didn't realize that they didn't need a separate entity because they couldn't find a perfect one. They needed each other because they were each other's checks and balances.
Yeah. Okay, we're really long, but I do want to talk real quick about Spider-Man and Ant-Man. Spider-Man and Ant-Man were so good in this movie.
They were.
Hank Pym never said never trust the Stark.
So stay after the credits.
Who are you again?
Watch that. Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, come on, really? I didn't necessarily like this scene, but when Ant-Man turned huge, he was so funny when he was like,
why did you like that?
He was funny, but it wasn't, it just felt not that great.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It felt...
Giant people aren't really a great superhero.
Obviously, he was doing great, because everyone's like, what do we do with this guy?
I know, that was...
And then they had a Star Wars reference.
Took him down.
You guys remember that really old movie?
Spider-Man had like the best breaking of the fourth wall of any of them. Like when Captain America throws his shield at him, he's like, "What? That shield defies the laws of physics because it always comes back to him and stuff, and it like just doesn't bounce right." It was great. Like they learned a little bit from Deadpool, where Deadpool was making fun of they were breaking the fourth wall a lot, and people loved it. They ate it up. This one broke the fourth wall a little bit. Not too much, but only with Spider-Man.
So yeah. Is Spider-Man going to do it?
Yeah, because Spider-Man at the end, it says Spider-Man's going to be... It says Spider-Man's coming... Like, Spider-Man will return.
So is he going to break the fourth wall a lot?
Oh, I don't know.
Not as much as Deadpool does, but in the comics, Deadpool and Spider-Man are like the classic team.
So what do you think about Spider-Man?
I liked his character. He's really
because
funny.
Because he's a mesh between the nice guy, Tobey
Maguire.
Yeah, and then, you know...
Andrew
Garfield.
You
know what I think about
him? He's got the quirky... Right.
I think Tony Stark should feel ashamed for using him.
Yeah.
That made me angry, because if... I think Spider-Man, if he had...
Thought about it, would have been on the other team.
Would, if he had been there to begin with, he probably would have been with...
Yeah, if he knew the other... Yeah.
He didn't know the whole story, and he was too excited about Tony Stark.
I just feel like Spider-Man would have been with Captain America.
Yeah, but...
I think no one would have been with.
Now that's how it kind of goes, though. He's the moral compass of Team Iron Man.
Who?
Spider-Man.
Yeah, but look, I want to tell you about Team Iron Man. Scarlett Johansson's character betrays them. Black Panther character betrays them at the end. Spider-Man would definitely betray them. Who else was on that team? The Vision. He's useless. He's the one who almost killed this War Machine.
Yeah.
That's actually big for the upcoming movies, is the fact that the Vision is losing control. Because the Vision's made out of...
We've seen much of the Vision.
Yeah, but he's made out of one of the gems of power, which Thanos is supposed to take control of at some point. So Vision's either going to die or get that ripped out of his head.
Or be really evil.
So I think the setup is great.
Yeah. All right, we gotta wrap this up. We'll probably talk more about it next week. I'll think more about it.
What about
probably see it again.
What the scene where the guy's like talking to him in jail? He was gonna kill himself, the bad guy, but he sits in jail and he's like, "What's his name? Martin Freeman?"
Yeah. Okay. So Martin Freeman, he's got to have more. He's such a big name right now. He's the guy who played the Hobbit. If you don't know who Martin Freeman is in the new Hobbit movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the very end, he's like, you move, I zap you, you do this, I zap you." But you're like,
"How's it feel to know your plan failed?" That was the best.
Like, did it?
Oh.
Because they're all in shambles. There's no Avengers.
Yeah. Did it. That guy's sitting there. So, but I don't know. Is Martin Freeman a bad guy? I don't know what's going to come of him. Okay. But, no, I recommend it. It seemed like there was more cussing in this one than the others. So.
I didn't notice any.
I know.
The sort of cuss words?
No, there's like S-bombs and... I just noticed it more. Maybe because we do this podcast, I don't know. I was listening for it more, but I really liked it. It was good. I don't think there was anything. I don't remember any sexual content or anything.
Other than Scarlett Johansson,
there was a kiss scene that was actually really funny. But man, there's some really great funny moments in it. I liked it. All right, so I would recommend this movie if you're PG, if you're 13 or up.
I would recommend this movie.
It was really good. It was one of the better Avenger movies, or better Marvel movies.
Yeah,
really
I'd rank it up there at the second one. My brothers, Steven and Jonathan, were not for some reason, but they're crazy.
Yeah.
All right, this is super long. All right, thanks everybody for tuning in to Podcast Viewfinder episode 58. I'm Chris.
I'm James.
And I'm Luke.
See you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's Podcast Viewfinder. Just because we talk about a game, movie, book, show, or celebrity does not mean we endorse them or the product. So we want you to use discernment about what you take in. So look it up before you consume, and see you next time.